Jack Chick makes these little comics he calls tracts, trying to persuade people to come around to his point of view about the world and life and everything like that. And what we're doing is we're dramatizing one of them, and then we're going to have a debate afterwards about pro or con it. We don't have a coin. We need to find a coin, actually. Does anybody have a coin? Anybody in there? Okay, people in there have coins. All right, so afterwards, we're going to flip a coin to see who gets to argue for it and who gets to argue against it. This week's sketch tract adaptation is called Reverend Wonderful. And once again, it was written by Jack Chick.
We begin in a television studio where the Reverend Dr. Westhall has just completed a sermon. A crowd of moved spectators look on in awe.
Magnificent sermon! He is of God's man for today!
What a sense of humor!
No wonder he's speaking at the presidential prayer breakfast.
He's wonderful. Just wonderful.
Do you have time to talk to some reporters, Dr. Westfall?
Always.
Dr. Westfall, tell us about your personal audience with the Pope.
I was honored just to be in his presence. We'll be working together to bring all Christians into unity. I am dedicated to serving mankind through the gospel. Helen, I'm flying to London on Tuesday, so I'll need my notes.
Yes, sir. Don't forget your dinner speech tonight, and a limo will pick you up at 5 a.m. tomorrow for your TV interview.
The next day, Bob, a humble servant of God, kneels by his window and prays.
Lord, please lead me to someone who needs you tonight. Give me the boldness, Lord, and help me to show them the true love of Jesus.
That evening, Bob climbs into his pickup truck and drives.
Lord, I believe this is the way you wanted me to go.
Meanwhile, an enormous gathering is being held, a reception in honor of Dr. Westhall.
What an honor it is to have Dr. Westhall here this evening. He was voted the most beloved man in America. He's so humble, one of today's great men of God.
Yes, God cares about souls, but he also cares about social justice, the poor and the needy. We must unite to fight ignorance and bigotry.
He's right!
Amen!
Praise God!
He's wonderful!
Oh, how it must hurt God to see Protestants, Jews, and Catholics bickering over incidentals! We must pull together to usher in a great new age for the glory of God.
Back in his limousine after the reception.
That was a powerful message, Dr. Westhall. It touched everyone's heart.
Thank you, Father. Helen, do you have my notes?
No, sir. I thought you had them.
We'll have to go back to my office.
At that moment, Bob pulled his pickup to a stop.
I believe this is where you want me, Lord, so I'll walk down this sidewalk.
When Dr. Westhall's limo pulled up to his building...
I shouldn't be more than 3 minutes.
And a minute later, Bob stood gazing up at the building the Reverend had just entered.
Lord, a light just went out up there. If this is the person I'm to talk to, send him down these stairs.
And sure enough...
I wonder why the elevator didn't work.
Excuse me, sir. Could I talk to you?
You want my autograph, right?
No, sir. The Lord sent me to talk to you about your soul.
My what? Is this some kind of gag?
No, I'm very serious. If you died tonight, are you sure you would go to heaven?
I can't believe this. Do you know who I am?
No, I don't. But God sent me here to tell you how to be saved. Please, read this tract. God will judge you someday and...
What's going on?
It's all right, Helen. This man wants to know if I'm going to heaven.
What? This, my friend, is Dr. A.G. Westhall. The Dr. Westhall. D.D. M.A. B.A. Th.D. D.R.E. Come on, Dr. Westhall. You'll miss your plane.
But you never told me. Are you saved?
How humiliating. People like that are sick. We should talk to the governor about passing a law to keep people like that off the street.
The next day, on flight 366 to London.
May I have your autograph, Dr. Westhall?
I would be delighted.
Heathrow to American 356 Heavy. We report condition of sitting 00. Warning, you have air traffic in your area.
But it was too late.
Come
the
on.
Collision could not be avoided. Both planes exploded into huge balls of flame, hurtling into the Atlantic. Ocean. Dr. Westfall had died in the crash. At his funeral, thousands gathered to mourn the loss.
He was a great man. A great man of God. He was loved by everyone. I commit his soul to the God he so faithfully served.
Later, on the Day of Judgment, God sat on his throne and spoke to every person being judged in turn.
Mary Lou Richards, though you were a prostitute and a drug addict, you repented, and by faith accepted me as your savior. Enter the joy of the Lord. Next, Arthur Westhall, your name does not appear in the Book of Life.
That's impossible. I was the most beloved man in America. I did many good works, and I always prayed in your name.
You preached a false gospel of salvation through works. For by grace are ye served through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I shed my blood and died on the cross to pay for your sins, and all because I loved you. But you never received me as your savior. I sent my servant to warn you, but you rejected him and me. Now my word declares that you must be cast into the lake of fire forever.
Oh, what a fool I was. I was ashamed of the gospel. I wanted power and fame. Now I am lost forever. Ow, it's really hot.
Splat. Thank you very much. That was Tractor Fiction, Episode 2, Reverend Wonderful. Now we're going to have a debate on the validity of that lovely tract. Here we go. We have the two debaters. If you would come around, sir. Sir, what is your name, first debater? Debater number one.
My name is Dr. Arcane. I'm a superhero from the 30s.
Thank you very much, Dr. Arcane.
I knew I recognized you from somewhere, but then I've been drinking since 8 a.m. How do you do? Sergeant at Arms here.
Sergeant at Arms.
Daniel Day-Lewis. No, that's not my name. That's the name of an actor. But then I've been drinking since 8 in the morning. Barracks?
Sergeant at Arms. All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to debate this tract. We're going to flip a coin. If the heads comes up, Dr. Arcane will be for the tract. And if tails comes up, then...
Me!
Sergeant at Arms
will
be for the tract. Let's find out the play. Who does it go for?
It is tails!
It is tails. That means Sergeant at
Arms... Luck is always on my side.
Sergeant at Arms believes in this tract.
Now we're talking...
Wait, no, hold on 1 second, Sergeant. Sergeant, I'm actually going to give the Dr. Arcane first word, and then you will be able to rebuttal.
Fine.
All right. Now, Doctor, begin.
Okay, I am seeing some huge problems with this tract, I just gotta tell you. First of all, let's start off with the really obvious thing. If it doesn't matter how good you are, as long as you believe, why be good at all? Like, why don't I just go out and shoot my grandmother in the face, huh?
Any response, Sergeant?
Shooting your grandmother in the face? I don't think that's a good idea, unless she's a commie or is against the United States government, which I so faithfully have served for 25 years in Havana, Cuba. And I have enjoyed every minute of it. And I will tell you, shooting your grandmother in the face will send you to the barracks and the brig. But this isn't the Navy. This is the Army, son.
So, Sergeant, are you saying that it's okay to be good and then not go to heaven? Or are you saying, I don't understand?
I'm saying shoot the commies and shoot old ladies if they are commies.
So does that mean you agree or disagree?
I agree with communism. Wait, no, I don't agree with communism. That's wrong. But then I've been drinking since
8 a.m., right?
7.
Oh.
I started early this morning.
Doctor, do you have any response to this?
Well, only that it's a really bad idea to start drinking that early in the morning.
But that's how you get to heaven. If you've been drinking heavily and you serve the U.S. government, you will see heaven open up before your eyes, literally. I was outside of the barracks in Havana, Cuba. I was smoking a cigar and drinking my whiskey, and I saw heaven open up. It was this little tiny door, and a midget who I named Mr. Piccolini came out, and he said, heaven is behind the door, but you can't get through because you're 7 feet tall.
All right, so I think I understand what you're saying, but I don't see how it's relevant.
Charlton Heston played Moses, and he was a drunkard too, and he saw the kingdom of heaven. Wouldn't you have smashed the tablets upon Heston's face if Contell went down and Ma Bell took him over?
All right, Sergeant, one moment, please. I believe we have a Bible scholar here. Bible scholar, would you step forward? Do you have any comment on this about the Bible?
Yes, I do believe that this man is a drunk.
And did God say anything about drunks in the Bible?
Well, actually, sacramental wine is a very big part of religion. And in fact, Jesus blessed the wine and said, drink of this as it is my blood. And so therefore,
wait,
wine
are you
is
saying that
practice.
Jesus wanted Christians to be vampires?
Vampires are against the government.
You see, vampirism was just a metaphor for being one with the Holy Spirit. You see, like vampirism, the Holy Spirit will infect you with its goodness. And in fact, it is a transmittable disease in a way. For if you do good deeds, they can spread to other people. Like that movie with that little boy who saw dead people pass it on. And
I know about transmitting things.
All right. So I think I understand what you're saying. Thank you, scholar. Now, doctor, I don't believe there's any way you can come back against that. So prove me wrong.
Well, okay. Back in the 30s, I was fighting against Dr. Vampire, who was also a vampire and also a doctor.
That's a coincidence.
Yes. And then I shot...
Was he a Christian?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I shot him in a church once. It didn't do anything.
You shot him in the church?
Piddly 9mm. Gotta use a 45, my friend.
I did use a piddly 9mm. That
all right. All right. Here's what I'm thinking on this. I think it's about time for me to decide who won this debate. Now, I'm gonna think about it really hard for just a second, and
Castro,
let's find out who won.
Why did you barf on my shoes?
All right, Dr. Arcane, you won.
Woo!
Dr. Arcane.
You only won this round.
But
put a bottle of whiskey between us, and I will beat you under the table with a rod. And that is a promise to God.
You're going to hit me with a stick if
I'm going to hit you with so much that you are going to go flying into space.
All right. Thank you. Oh,
I don't want to be
Sergeant's passed out again. And Doctor, thank you for coming. And I appreciate your win. And that's all for Tract or Fiction tonight.